Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio CTAD, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Alison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly. Week 4 was a very good week for ATXDR, which gained 3.32% to 7,661 points this week, and this means also that we're now in the profit zone 2024. Wienerberger is now 7 days in a row up, and AT&S was last week the best stock from our private investor relations universe. News came from AT&S, Andritz, Vienna Airport, Frequentis, Immofinanz, Semperit, UBM, Kapsch Trafficom, and these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Alison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart, and you mentioned private investor relations universe. 8 from 9 corporate news this week came from this universe, and here they are. Monday, AT&S. AT&S Austria Technology and System Technik, Malaysia, SDN BHD has launched its campus at Kulim High Tech Park, KHTP, in the state of Kedah. The opening ceremony took place in the new administration building at the site to celebrate the completion of the key production plant on campus. AT&S Malaysia will start delivering high-end integrated circuit, IC, substrates for AMD's data center processors towards end of this year. The opening of office building in Plant 1 was celebrated in January. In Plant 1, AT&S will produce technology for the global semiconductor company AMD. Plant 2 is wind and watertight. As soon as the market environment for one of our main customers has improved, we will bring the second plant online. AT&S, weekly performance, 9.75%. Tuesday, Vienna Airport. Long-haul flight service at Vienna Airport is continuing its recovery. All Nippon Airways, ANA, Japan's largest airline, will once again link Vienna with Tokyo Haneda Airport as of August 2, 2024. Japan is an important market for Vienna Airport and the entire Austrian business and tourism location. The route will be served 3 times per week throughout the entire year with a state-of-the-art Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner. ANA suspended flight service on this route in March 2020, due to the coronavirus pandemic, and is thus returning to the Vienna Airport flight hub. Flughafen Wien, weekly performance, -1.18%. Andritz, the Greek company Turner SA, construction branch of JIC Turner, awarded the international technology group Andritz a contract for the supply of electromechanical equipment for the new Amphilochia pumped storage complex in the central Greece region. It is the largest grid energy storage investment in Greece and a milestone project for the country's clean energy transition. Andritz, weekly performance, 7.17%. Wednesday, Frequentis. Frequentis renews the military radar data network of the German Armed Forces, Bundeswehr. The development of MILRADNET began in 2004 and was conceived as a pioneering solution for the exchange and distribution of military flight surveillance and flight plan data. The new contract represents an important milestone in the long-standing partnership between Bundeswehr and Frequentis. MILRADNET's journey reflects our tireless effort to keep military communication and networking at the highest level. The continuation of the MILRADNET project is a milestone in our long-standing cooperation. It underlines our determination to always provide first-class solutions for the Bundeswehr based on continuous development and innovation. Emphasis is Konstantin von Redden, Managing Director of Frequentis Comsoft GmbH. Frequentis. Weekly performance, 1.50%. Immofinanz, Austrian real estate company Immofinanz is continuing to expand its sustainable energy supplies by integrating photovoltaic systems in a virtual power plant. This equipment is located on the roofs of 6 stop shop retail parks and generates more than 1.7 GWh of green electricity in total per year. The 6 new photovoltaic systems in Vienna Stadler, Stockerau, Langenrohr, Gmund, St. Lawrence and an efforting are part of a virtual power plant operated by Amofinanz together with Energy Alliance Austria and strengthen internally generated supplies for the Austrian portfolio in an innovative way with 100% green electricity from Austria. The schedule for 2024 includes the commissioning and integration of three additional photovoltaic systems on the roofs of the stop shops in Oberwart and Vienna Simmering and also on the roof of the Vienna Twin Towers. These projects will increase the total photovoltaic output to more than 2,600 kWp. Amofinanz, weekly performance, 0.93%. Thursday, Semperit. The Semperit Group is celebrating its 200th anniversary in 2024. Founded in 1824, the company is taking this anniversary as an opportunity to highlight its centuries-long tradition but also its path to a successful future in a variety of ways under the motto 200 Years of Semperit Experience for Tomorrow. On the 200-year website www.200.semperitgroup.com launched today, Semperit looks back on the company's history, which is a story of outstanding personalities and innovative ideas, of resounding successes as well as overcoming crises that jeopardized the company's existence. At the same time, solutions and people are presented who are already working on Semperit's future successes today. Semperit, weekly performance, 3.45%. UBM, the groundbreaking ceremony for the exclusive HAVN residential and office building developed by UBM Development marks another prominent addition to the Zollhafen Mainz. Located directly on the waterfront promenade of the Nordmole, the project comprises 44 condominiums and 5 office units with a total of around 6,700 square meters of gross floor area above ground. The underground car park has a total of 26 parking spaces, which are pre-equipped for the connection of wall boxes, as well as a bright and spacious bicycle garage. HAVN is scheduled for completion in Q1-2026. UBM, weekly performance, minus 0.92%. Friday, Caps Traffic.com, the LA1 tolling facility was officially reopened with a state-of-the-art end-to-end roadside toll collection system, inclusive of the commercial back office system and enhanced CSC operations by Austrian headquartered Caps Traffic.com. Originally established in 2009, LA1 is a strategic and critical transportation artery not only for the state of Louisiana, but for the country, supporting the oil, petroleum, and chemical industries of southern Louisiana. Additionally, while supporting the industrial sector, LA1 is also a key and vital route for those enthusiasts that enjoy what could be described as the best sport fishing areas in the region. Caps Traffic.com, weekly performance, minus 3.69%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is my whole thing.